Hey gang, I figured that I would do a quick pre-Thanksgiving, pre-Iron Bowl 2017 Auburn football video. I haven't done a video in a while, and I owe the patrons on Patreon something, and I think you'll like this. It's not going to be very long, but I am going to crack open my trusty apple juice here and to wet my whistle. Okay, so here's the plan. I'm going to talk a little bit about this, the Iron Bowl coming up against Alabama on Saturday, and how it parallels another game that you may or may not remember, and certainly you know about. So here is how it lays out. The Auburn Tigers enter the Iron Bowl having suffered two losses on the season, both by one score, both on the road, both against traditional ranked powers. Okay? One of those losses came early in the season, one came more in the middle of the season. Meanwhile, Alabama enters the game undefeated, and they recently won a two-touchdown win over Alabama. I mean, over LSU. They recently won a two-touchdown win over LSU. The SEC championship is on the line. The national championship could be on the line. But there's one other team from the east part of the conference that is also in the mix. They're off doing their thing on Saturday, but they figure into that SEC championship slash national championship mix just like the Iron Bowl participants do. The game is being played in Jordan-Hare Stadium. Alabama comes in as a slight favorite. It's the afternoon game featured on CBS. And the year is 1989. 1989. Pretty far out, huh? So I think we all remember what happened on that day. That was a very good day in Auburn history, December 2nd, 1989. I would show you my ticket, but it's behind glass on the wall back over around there, framed with a bunch of other tickets and pain. But I have that ticket. In case you don't remember what happened on that day, I'll quickly say Alabama was undefeated. Auburn had two losses. One was to Tennessee, one was to Florida State. So an AC, they I guess they were yet, but a current ACC team on the road and an SEC team that was powerful on the road. In this case, it was Clemson, of course, and LSU. In that case, it was Florida State and Tennessee and Knoxville. And so what happened was Auburn and Alabama met. Now, the thing was, it was in Auburn, and it was a huge game because it was the first time ever. That was the first time that Alabama ever came to Auburn to play Auburn. And Alabama led, I want to say at the half, certainly in the second quarter, but I think at the half it may have been 14 to 10 Alabama before Alabama got before Auburn's defense clamped down, because we had a really good defense. Sound familiar? And in the second half, the passing game got going. We were running the ball pretty well, and then we got the passing game going. In that case, it was Reggie Slack to Alexander Wright, I believe. And we ended up winning by 10. The SEC, when that game was over, the SEC was a three-way tie. Each of those three teams, Auburn, Alabama, and Tennessee that year, had each beaten the other, and that was their one conference loss. Something similar could happen this year. It's just that it would be Georgia instead of Tennessee in that mix. All right, now I know the circumstances are different. I'm going to get to that. When the dust settled on that day in 1989, the prize, by the way, there was no SEC championship game yet. We were still 3 years away from that. But the prize, instead of going to Atlanta, only one SEC team got the prize. Of course, there were only 10 at that point. instead of 14. But the prize was a trip to the Sugar Bowl to play Miami, who, you know, for the national championship. And so when the dust settled, Auburn, Alabama, and Tennessee were all tied. I mean, they were tied with each other because they each had one conference loss. But Alabama was higher ranked than the other two, only had the one loss, and so they won the prize. They got to go and play Miami in the Sugar Bowl. With the divisions now, though, the way it's set up now with the divisions now, with an SEC championship game and with East and West, Georgia already gets their reward, right? Even though they lost to us, they already get their reward for winning the East. And so Georgia's already in the SEC championship game, of course. So it comes down to a head-to-head. It would come down to a head-to-head between Auburn and Alabama if they're tied with one SEC loss each. And of course, Auburn would get it if we win on Saturday. So in that scenario, if Auburn does beat Alabama, just like we did in 1989, this time we get the reward instead of Alabama. We would get to go to that next big game, which would be against Georgia and Atlanta. Now, before I finish that thought, I got a little bit more to say about it. I just want to say, here's how I arrived at that comparison, because I think it's kind of interesting how I came up with that comparison, too. It didn't just randomly occur to me that those games were similar and the situations were similar until after I started thinking about it. What I actually did was I started thinking, what do I think the score is going to be this coming weekend? And, you know, I've heard some people say it'll be a higher scoring game. I think John on the show this week said he thinks it'll be a higher scoring game. I heard some people say, you know, whichever team gets up in the 30s first maybe will win. But I got to be honest, I don't think, I mean, I think that for Auburn to win, in order for Auburn to win, there will have to be the situation where we have shut their offense down pretty solidly. Along the lines of how we shut down Georgia. I'm expecting them to come. I really am expecting Hurts to complete some key passes to Calvin Ridley. But I mean, you know, Jake Fromm completed some passes, some key passes to Wims against us, and we still held them down to like, you know, 7 points until, you know, garbage time at the end. So I expect Alabama to complete some passes to Calvin Ridley. He's the one I worry about the most. But I think we can contain their running backs well enough. I think we can hold them down, and I don't think Alabama gets to 30. In fact, I know this is going to sound weird. I think we win this game relatively comfortably. Now, historically, we never crush Alabama on the scoreboard. There have been years that we crushed them in play, and the score didn't really reflect it. You know, the Tuberville year, was it 2005, I guess, comes to mind. But we never just blow them out. You know, it just, for whatever reason, doesn't happen. I think that 10 points is the most, that 89 game, 10 points is the most I can remember even beating Alabama by. And the 87 game, 10-0. I'm sure there's maybe another one I'm forgetting, but it seems, you know, I have a hard time thinking of us beating them by more than 10 points several times. So I really feel like it's going to be 30s for Auburn, 20s for Alabama. And when I started thinking 30-20, that's when I thought of 89, because that score is so definitive and so, you know, memorable. And then I started going through, oh my gosh, they actually, you know, the situations are very, very similar. As similar as they can be, given that it was 10 teams and no championship and no divisions versus 14 teams, two divisions and a championship. Now, here's one other twist on it I want to go through, all right? If everything plays out the way that we hope it will, it will turn out, I mean, if we beat Alabama, then we'll look back and say, you know what? There was one game outside of Auburn playing somebody, right? I mean, because obviously we had to win all the games we won, but there was one other non-Auburn game that had the biggest impact on how this all played out. And I don't think anybody saw it at the time, and I'm not sure many people are talking about it now. I haven't heard anybody talk about it, but it's going to turn out that the key game for Auburn getting into Atlanta and maybe into the playoffs, if everything goes the way we hope on Saturday, was Mississippi State beating LSU. And the reason I don't think anybody's talking about it is because at the time, you know, LSU turns around and loses to Troy. And everybody got hung up on that Troy loss. Everybody got hung up on the idea, oh, LSU just didn't any good, you know. LSU's already taken themselves out of the division race before the season is half over. LSU got their act together. LSU has been playing very well. And their only other loss now since that, they beat us, right? Their only other loss has been to Alabama. So if you think about it, if Mississippi State had not beaten LSU, LSU would only have one conference loss right now to Alabama, and they beat us. So if, you know, if LSU had beaten Mississippi State, they would be a one loss in SEC team play. That Troy game wouldn't even matter. I mean, it would matter for the playoffs or something like that as a bad loss. But in terms of getting to Atlanta, which is the primary goal, right, the first thing you got to do, that Troy game means less than us losing to Clemson, or about as much, you know, for those purposes. And so when you put that out of the way and their only loss would have been to Alabama, they would have the head-to-head tiebreaker. In fact, you'd be right back in that 1989 scenario where Auburn beat Alabama, Alabama beat LSU, LSU beat Auburn. And then you got to bring out the whole dang, you know, the head-to-head doesn't work anymore. So then you got to go down to the next tiebreaker, the next tiebreaker, the next tiebreaker. I haven't even done the math on this yet. I'll let somebody else out there try to figure out the math on what would have happened in getting to Atlanta if LSU had beaten Mississippi State and then Auburn goes on and beats Alabama on Saturday. Because if that's the case, it gets very complicated. You start getting down to one of those lower, I believe, one of those lower tiebreakers. So to sum it all up, this year is a lot like 1989. It could have been even more like 1989. Thank you, Mississippi State. Thank you, Dan Mullen. I don't say that very often. I don't say that lightly. But in this case, Mississippi State, if we beat Alabama on Saturday, Mississippi State may, depending on that seventh tiebreaker or whatever, may have done us a huge favor. And certainly it makes it much clearer because there will be no question, right? The head-to-head will be the first tiebreaker and you're done. So if this year is a lot like 1989, I'm going to go with a 1989 score. On Saturday, Auburn beats Alabama 30-20. And don't panic if Alabama has the lead in the second quarter or at halftime, because they did in 1989 as well. We'll get things going. We'll get the passing game going. Kerryon gets cranked up. We win by 10 again, 30-20. You heard it here. I don't know if you heard it here first. I think you may have heard the 1989 comparison here first. But in any case, War Eagle beat Bama. Listen to our podcast, the AU Wishbone, at auwishbone.podbean.com. I have my little visual cards around here somewhere, but I won't go dragging them out. Listen to our podcast and patreon.com/Van Allen Plexico. War Eagle, everybody, beat Bama. And we'll see you guys on the podcast coming up Monday night, Tuesday morning. War Eagle.